And now, James Gravel.
Did you know that the Bible says miracles existed in the New Testament times, but no longer do? During biblical times, miracles played an important part in God's workings amidst humankind. The purpose and design of miracles was to validate the truthfulness of the message of the person demonstrating supernatural powers. This was true in the Old Testament, as we learn from Exodus chapter 4, verse 30, where we are told that Moses and Aaron spoke all the words the Lord had spoken and did the signs in the sight of the people, and the people believed. The same principle applied in New Testament times. In Acts 14, verses 1 through 3, we find Paul and Barnabas speaking boldly in the Lord, who was bearing witness to the word by granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands. During his earthly ministry, Jesus himself performed a wide variety of miracles. In Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 through 27, Jesus showed his power over nature by calming a storm, and in John 6, verses 1 through 4, he multiplied 5 loaves and 2 fishes to feed over 5,000 people. Christ also exhibited authority over physical disease by healing a man born blind, a feat that, according to John chapter 9, verse 32, had never been observed in the entire history of the world. Christ even raised the dead, as we learn from John chapter 11, verses 39 through 44, when he resurrected Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days. When the apostles proclaimed that Jesus was the promised Messiah, their message was verified by the miracles they performed. Mark 16, verse 20 explains that the apostles went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word by the signs that followed. Luke, in referring to the initial proclamation of the gospel to the Samaritans, wrote in Acts 8, verse 6, "The multitudes, with one accord, heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles that he did." One thing is clear from reading the Bible. During both Old and New Testament times, God gave certain people the ability to perform miracles in order to confirm that they were speaking and working on His behalf. But what about today? Is God still granting people the ability to work miracles in His name? No, He is not. The New Testament itself makes it clear that the age of miracles was limited and now is over. Join us in our next program as we explain why and when miracles ceased.